As you would have noticed, there is we've added that verse 11 to the last reading, really, that was intended to be part of the passage originally. So if you're a note taker and want to include that, that's a very important verse as well. We sang a hymn that I would ask, who gave us this hymn? And the answer is the Apostle Paul gave us this hymn. Because who is it? Obviously, making a little connection here. Who is it who said this? It's the Apostle Paul who said, I would very gladly spend and be spent for you. Writing to the Corinthians, the city, it's in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, I think. And he says to them, even if the more I love you, the less I would be loved, I would very gladly spend and be spent for your souls. And so we can see in the first verse that we read in this passage for this afternoon, in chapter 15, and we can see it in his attitude towards the Corinthians at the end of chapter 18 and in the writings that he gave in those two letters, two epistles to them. We can see Paul's emphasis on people. He was a preacher. He was evangelizing. But it was because of his interest in people. He says to Barnabas, let us go and visit our brethren. And this is another aspect of the effective servant of the Lord. It is not that we are seeking or setting out to fulfill a task or accomplish a goal or reach some destination. It is that there are people involved in these places. That is how work is done for eternity, is when it affects the people that we are with. And so this is very helpful to see as we go into this passage. It's called Paul's second missionary journey, but we almost might say it didn't start out with the intention of being a missionary journey. Paul intended to go back and strengthen those who had already been established. He went back to some of the same places, or that was his desire. But because he had a love for people, he would present the gospel. And what we'd like to see in this passage, we have even a little less time this afternoon, so we'll have to make sure that we manage our time well. But we want to touch on this desire to strengthen believers in chapter 15 and in chapter 16 to see some of the principles about how to travel in the different directions that they went. We touched on it already this morning that there were actually places that they were not permitted to go by the Spirit of God. And then how is it that they ended up in Philippi? Because when the Spirit of God said, don't go to these other places, don't go to Mysia, go elsewhere. How is it that they decided? How did they end up in Philippi? We want to see how those principles are developed for us. And then also, we should at least say, although we don't have to develop the third bullet point in your outline in depth, the point of the scattering of verses across chapter 17 and 18 is to see that these four cities, every place Paul went, there is always this connection with the scriptures. We had opportunity to develop that this morning, but again this afternoon we want to see how it is that he connected those who heard the message to the Word of God. So we want to certainly save at least 10 or 15 minutes if we can for that last section, although we don't need to make in-depth comments on all of those. Let's just keep in mind that we do want to try to stay on the passages that are given just because there is the factor of time. We recognize that there was the dissension between Paul and Barnabas right here in chapter 15. We'd like to pass over that just for the purposes of this study, although it's certainly not insignificant. But we want to focus on Paul's purposes in traveling and what was accomplished on this second missionary journey.
In our first study, we noticed that the Holy Spirit raised up two men, Barnabas and Saul. And as history is recording what happens, we find that the Lord reverses the brother's priorities, who is of more significance, and we read by the end of that first journey, it's Paul and Barnabas, and Paul's name's mentioned first. One thing we note is Paul enjoyed having fellowship in his service, and he, no doubt, when he had that first trip, he enjoyed serving with Barnabas, who was a believer many years before Paul became a believer, and no doubt there was real harmony and unity as they served together. And this, I think this principle about serving together can be seen in them in their first journey. And as we come to the second journey, as we mentioned, we didn't really want to focus on the dispute that Paul and Barnabas had, but just notice Paul travels with someone else. So he is now serving with Silas. And we could say the second journey is, the first journey is Paul and Barnabas. The second journey is Paul and Silas. And so he would serve with another. And we'll see how there was camaraderie in their activities, and they were experiencing things together to support each other and be used by God to for each other. And also note this, that in the first journey, although it's questionable why John came along, he was a younger man, they allowed him to join them on the trip. And I would might make the suggestion that as these two servants, Paul and Barnabas, went out, there was a benefit for John to be with them, although we realize that it didn't go well for John Mark. But I think in the terms of raising up others in the service of the Lord and how that would go about, and would it not be to mentor in that sense by having them come along and observe what's being happening. And in the second journey, it's not just Paul and Silas, but we see also God bringing along then later Timothy, another young brother, similar to what happened with John Mark, but of course a totally different outcome. So we just notice those similarities, differences, of course, but some similarities there. So the Lord would have us not just to be used by ourselves, but rather to be used with others as we serve him. Also, just if you look at the maps, you'll notice the first journey was, although it was a great journey, it really wasn't that far. You notice that? It was, if you look at the fourth map, they just went to Asia Minor, and they returned. They visited seven or eight different locations, and then they came back. So I think there's a lesson there, too, that God would have us take steps of faith and would bless those steps of faith before he would have us take greater steps of faith. And the second journey is on the Apostle Paul and Silas with him is extensive, and it's quite a bit farther out and quite a bit longer in time. And I think there's the experience that Paul had in his first journey, no doubt, would help him, and he could pass that knowledge along to Silas on the second journey. So just note that as well.